Well, we're going to get started. I'd like to welcome you and thank you for coming to this panel and thank APHA for hosting the event. This panel is going to explore how Medicare was used to desegregate our hospitals, how this was achieved, and how it impacted African American patients and doctors and the healthcare system. We are very excited that this is the 50th anniversary of Medicare and we're helping to celebrate it. And we want to use this opportunity to remember all that it has accomplished toward achieving equity in healthcare and the many other things that it has done. And especially it's important, I think, to celebrate Medicare since it's now still under attack, or again under attack. Of course, we also will talk about how much further we have to go, both in terms of equity and in terms of access. When Medicare went into effect in 1966, many believed that it was a step toward universal health care. We haven't quite gotten there yet. But Ted Marmer is going to talk some about that. I'm Barbara Burney, and I'm the Director of Health Policy and Management at the Hunter College, which is part of the Kinney School of Public Health. And I am working on a film, which you will see clips from today, on how Medicare was used to desegregate hospitals. I hope that if you have stories about segregation or desegregation, that you'll let me know. And the last slide in our presentation today will give you a way to talk to me if you don't have time to stay after the program. So I'm going to play this clip before I introduce. Well, let me introduce all of our speakers, and then we'll just start. So our first speaker is Dr. Sandra Gadsden, who's a past president of the National Medical Association and co-chair of the Commission to End Healthcare Disparities, which was inspired by the Institute of Medicine report, Unequal Treatment. Dr. Gadsden is a practicing nephrologist in Indiana, and she teaches at Indiana University. She trained here at the University of Illinois. And she is the author of numerous articles and has worked for decades to eliminate disparities in health. She's going to be talking about the role of the National Medical Association and black doctors and other health professionals and their decades-long struggle for access for their patients and for themselves, and their struggle for a more just society and healthcare system. Our second speaker is Ted Marmer, who was fresh out of his doctoral program at Yale when he went to work for Undersecretary of Health Education and Welfare, Wilbur Cohn, as his assistant on Medicare. And so he was there as Medicare was implemented, and he's going to be talking about the transformation that Medicare made in our healthcare system. And give us an insider's view of the federal government's efforts to desegregate hospitals and put this chapter in a larger context of how Medicare was expected to lead to universal health care and part of some of the reasons why it didn't work. Dr. Marmer is an emeritus professor of public policy and management and political science at Yale. He's the author of several books on the history and politics of Medicare, and he's recently produced three articles on and book chapters on Medicare at 50. Our third speaker is David Bart Smith, who is the expert on this chapter of American history, and he's going to regale us with the complex story of how the federal government, working closely with the medical civil rights movement, achieved this amazing victory. Dr. Smith is emeritus professor of the Fox excuse me, the Fox School of Business and Management at Temple University and an adjunct professor of the School of Public Health at Drexel. He's authored many articles on segregation and the desegregation of the American medical care system and has a book coming out next year on today's topic. And he's also a very important advisor to our documentary. Each of the speakers will guide us in examining how this history relates to our current struggles for access and equity.